शान्तिर्नावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
In our last class, we have seen the thought flow of Bhagavad Gita from chapter 1 to chapter 16. And the last verse of chapter 16 says, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vavastitau Gyatva Shastra Vidhanoktam Karma Kartum Iha Arahasi. Tasmat, therefore, the conclusion is, that Shastra Vidhanoktam. Shastra is the Praman. Praman means not proof, Praman means means of knowledge. Where will I get knowledge about my karya, akarya, my duties or the things which I should not do? Karya and akarya. It is said Shastra is Praman. What is Shastra? Shastra covers six topics. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Dharma, Sadhan and Moksha. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar. All details about Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar you will get in the Shastra. What is Dharma? What is my duty? That also is in the Shastra. How can I get liberated from this world? Sadhan means that also is in the scriptures. And Moksha. That also is there. Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Bhavasito Gyatva Shastra Vidhanuktam. You have to know. First thing, number one, Gyatva. You have to know. And Karma Kartum Yarasi, according to the Shastra, you have to do the karma. So, two things we have to do. Number one, we have to know the Shastra, number one. Number two, as directed by Shastra, we have to act in the world. Shastra is not going to tell you that if, oh, you are doctor, no, you should be engineer. No, Shastra is not going to tell you like that. So two things are important. The immediately a question came into the mind of Arjuna. Suppose you are out of two, one is not there. Let us see the question. What is the question of Arjun?
Om Sri Paramatmane Namaha.
Om Sri Paramatmane Namaha.
Atha Saptadashodhyayah.
अथ सप्तदशोऽध्यायः
अर्जुन उवाच
अर्जुन उवाच
ये शास्त्रविधिमुत्सृज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्त्वमाहो रजस्तमः सत्त्वमाहो रजस्तमः।
I cannot hear anybody. Please chant loudly.
ये शास्त्रविधिमुत्सृज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्विताः तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्त्वमाहो रजस्तमः.
So Arjun question to the Lord is, ye sastra vidhim utsrijya, sastra vidhi utsrijya, paritajya, he has not studied, he is not following the sastra. Sastra vidhi utsrijya, yajante but worshipping. Sraddhyan vita with sraddha, he is doing the worship, but sastra he has not studied. Tesam nishtha tu ka Krishna? What is their fate, Lord Krishna? In chapter 16 you said you have to know two things. You have to know the Shastra and accordingly act. That was the instruction given by Lord. But Arjun is thinking like me. There are many Arjun in the society and all the Arjuna, they have not studied Shastra. We have not also studied the Shastra. And what are those Shastra in which all those six things are covered? Gita, Upanishad and Brahma Sutra. So we have not studied Gita, although we have got a Gita book in our drawing room. Gita is there in the bookcase. Upanishad, oh, Upanishad is a very dry subject. We don't have any Upanishad in our library. Upanishad. Brahma Sutra. No, there are sutra, 500 sutra, there, all those are in Sanskrit, very difficult. So we have not studied, but we are acting, we are doing puja. We are doing all doing puja. How? Shankaracharya ji says, vriddha vyavaharat darsanat eva sraddhanataya. Because of the vriddha vyavahar, because of the tradition coming in the family, my forefathers were doing the same thing, I am also doing the same thing. I am following that ritual, but I have not studied the Shastra. Now tell me, what is my fate of such person? If, can you call him that a sattvic person? Or rajasic or tamasic? Rajas and tamas in the sloka is combined. Sattva separate. Did you understand the question? Lord said that you have to do two things. You have to study Shastra and act according to the Shastra. Arjun's question is that somebody has not studied the Shastra. Utsrijya, paritajya, he has left the Shastra. But he is acting in the world with Shraddha, with faith. He is doing yajante, he is worshipping. Now you tell me whether he is a sattvic person or a rajasic or tamasic. Rajas represent in the earlier chapter asura, tamas represent rakshas, and sat represents mahatma. If you qualify them, you see the very intelligent question by Arjun. If you qualify these persons who have not studied Shastra and they are worshipping, if you qualify them as a sattvic, then they are entitled to moksha. And if you classify in them rajas and tamas, then they are not entitled to moksha. So his question is, I have not studied Shastra, but I am worshipping, I am following the tradition in the family. Now you tell me whether I will get mukti or not. Simple. Lord didn't give the answer then and there. He said, there are many things you have to see. Then you decide whether that person is a sattvic or not. So first we have to decide whether a person is sattvic or not. Then you can tell whether he will get entitled to mukti or not. For determining the sattvic, you have to see many other things. His whole daily routine is to be checked. Don't go by that the early morning he is doing puja with the silken robe and chandan with different type of tilaks and all that he is doing, so therefore he is sattvic. Or he is coming to the Gita class and he is able to chant and quote many Gita verses, so therefore he is sattvic. No. You have to check many other things. Acha, why he didn't study the Shastra? Next question comes, why he didn't study? Why we have not studied the Shastra? Because we are all Rajasic and Tamasic. Rajasic means there are many Klesas in us. We are so Rajasic, active in the world. We have got so much of sorrow from the world that we have not studied. We didn't get the time to study the scriptures. And that is true. From class 6, 7, 8, joint ka pariksha dena hai, start taking extra coaching classes, this and that. The children are coming to SAT, ACT class. Okay. Where is the time to study the Shastra? Very Rajasic. Or you are Tamasic. You are a lazy person. You have got the time, but still you are not putting in. You are not studying. So because of the two reasons, because you are Rajasic and Tamasic, you are not studying the Shastra. But the Sattvic person, you see, the question is not about the person who has studied the Shastra and acting in the world. He is Sattvic, he will get moksha, no doubt about it. The question is that who has not studied the Shastra but still worshipping, what is his fate? Next verse.
Trividha bhavati shraddha, trividha bhavati shraddha. Dehinam sa swabhavaja, dehinam sa swabhavaja. Sattvaki rajasi chaiva,
sattvaki rajasi chaiva.
Tamasi cheti tam shrunu,
tamasi
cheti tam shrunu. Trividha bhavati shraddha, Dehi nam sa swabhavaja, sattviki rajasi chaiva, tamasi cheti tam shrunu.
Dehi nam shraddha, dehi nam, for the dehi, for the jiva, the shraddha is also three types. Shraddha is the word in Shankaracharya has said in Vivek Chudamani, Yaya vastu upalabhyate. If you have got the Shraddha, you will get the vastu. We are not talking about the vastu, I mean the object of the world. In our scripture, in our spiritual world, vastu means the reality, the truth. Yaya means by which vastu upalabhyate. You get the vastu, you get the truth. If you have got the Shraddha, you will get truth. That is guaranteed. Here, Arjun has also used the word Shraddha. Shraddha means he has got the faith. And at the same time, he is acting also. There is a difference between belief and Shraddha. We don't have English word for Shraddha. We normally say faith, belief, faith, belief. In belief, I have got a belief in the Lord, but I don't want to know Lord. That is belief. But Shraddha is, I have got faith in the Lord and I want to know Lord. That means belief plus action is equal to Shraddha. And in only belief, you have got only belief. There is no action following that. The Lord says, Dehinam Shraddha is the three types of Shraddha is there for all Dehinam. Trividha bhavati Shraddha, Dehinam sa swabhavaja. Sattviki rajasi chaiva tamasi cheti cheti tam shrunu. And this shraddha is of three types, sattvik, rajasik and tamasik. And how this shraddha comes? Sabhavaja. It comes from your previous birth. You are born with it, Swabja. This is your vasana. According to your likes and dislikes, according to your vasana, according to your tendencies, you will act in the world. And that we find in our family also. Your spouse, your children, your parents, they all have got different likes and dislikes. All they have got different swabhavas, different vasanas. And according to those vasanas, they will act in the world. So this is coming from the previous life. Shankaracharya says, what is this swabhava? Janamantar krito dharmadi sanskaro maran kale abhivyakta. Janamantar krito, in many lives you have done, whatever you have done, that sanskar, that impressions that are left on your mind, it is coming from that. Janamantar krito dharmadi sanskar, dharma and adharma, good or bad, whatever you have done in your previous life, it is all coming, continuing, journey is continuing. Maran kale abhivyakta is very, something very serious, Shankaracharya is saying. Swabhava sometimes is very difficult to find out the swabhava of a person. Even of your own spouse living for so many years with him or her, you will not be able to understand the swabhava. And Mahatma gives very beautiful example. One husband and wife lived for many, many years together. Then after that, they celebrated many, many their marriage anniversary, 25th, 50th. And after that, spent one day, naturally, everybody has to leave the body. Husband died. Wife cried. He was buried or cremated. But the story says he was buried. A stone was put on the grave. Rest in peace. Then the wife came back home, opened the will, and she found that the house was given to some other lady. That wife could not come to know the swabhava during the whole life, that there was another lady in his life also. And he has written a will that this house will go to her. Then that lady went to burial ground. She said, I want to remove this stone, I want to change it. But the authority said, no, you cannot change anything. He will rest in peace. You wanted him to be rest in peace. He said, can I add something there? They said, okay, you are allowed to add something. Then she added, till I come. Rest in peace till I come. Then I will come and see you. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, maran kale, it comes in the, at the time of death. Why so maran kale? Why Shankaracharya is saying it maran kale? It is explained in this way. In maran kale, you don't have control on your senses. Everything will come out at that time, maran kale. We'll start speaking. Therefore, it is a maran kale. So how this Shraddha is coming? Swabhava, according to your swabhava. A simple person will be always simple because he's coming, the swabhava is coming from earlier lives. A wicked will be wicked from the birth itself. Swabhava, he will act in the world. And Shraddha means the faith. Like all the scientists has got the faith in their instruments. Doctor has a faith in the his stethoscope. That is the Shraddha. And how is it is born? Swabhava. It is born out of Swabhava. Very good. Then what else? Third sloka.
Sattvanurupa sarvasya, sattvanurupa sarvasya, shraddha bhavati bharata,
shraddha bhavati bharata,
shraddha mayoyam purushah,
shraddha
mayoyam purushah, yoyat shraddha saeva saha, yoyat shraddha saeva saha, sattvanurupa sarvasya, shraddha bhavati bharata, shraddha mayoyam purushah, yoyat shraddha saeva saha.
Now Lord is saying sarvasya. Sarvasya means sastriya viveka sunyastha, because the subject matter is regarding whom? The one who has not studied sastra but acting in the world. We are not talking about the person who has studied the sastra and acting in the world. He is definitely sattvic. Why so sattvic? Because the sastra always gives you direction toward the sattva. All the sastra always will show you the direction toward the, like the mariner's compass always show north. Even if you are lost in the sea, he will be able to come to know the north is this side. Similarly, if you are following the sastra will take you to the sattvic path, always toward the sattva. So we are not talking about the people who have studied and are acting according to the sastra. That is not our topic. Our topic is a person who has not studied the sastra and is worshipping in this world, acting in this world. And he is doing with the Shraddha, with the faith, and he is acting. What is his faith? Is he a sattva or rajas or tamas? The Lord says, sattvanrupa sarvasya. Sarvasya here means the person who has not studied the scripture. Sarvasya, all pranis. Sattvanrupa Shraddha bhavati. Sattvanrupa means visishta sanskaro petantah antahkarna anurupa. According to the antakaran, in the antakaran we have got all these impressions here. We have come with all the impressions from our earlier lives. So it is already with us. Sattvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata. According to our impression, shraddha will be there. So in the antakaran, in the mind, all of us, we have got our sanskar, vasana, our likes, our dislikes, and according to that likes and dislikes, we will be acting in the world. Sattvanurupa. Sattvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata. So shraddha depends on my vasanas, my impressions collected from earlier life. Shraddhamayo ayam purusha. This purusha is Shraddhamaya. So any person which born with the sattva, his Shraddha will be sattva, sattvic. Any person born with the rajasic predominant guna, he will be rajasic. A person born with the tamasic guna will be tamas. His Shraddha will be tamas. What is tamas guna? Tamas guna is the nidra, alasya and pramad. Three words Lord has used in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita to describe tamas. So if we are sleeping whole day, are we sattvic? We are tamasic. If we are lazy, tamasic. Pramad, pramad means heedless, careless. If Shastri is saying something, Guru is saying something, or our parents are saying something, heedless. Like our children, sometimes they do, na? Do you instruct? It goes from this side. Heedless, careless. Tamas gunas. So according to your Shraddha, according to your guna, you will act in the world.
Sraddha mayo ayam purusa. So this purusa is dependent on Sraddha. And how the Sraddha built? Your action will show your inclination, your Sraddha. And this Sraddha is dependent on your Vasana. You are acting in the world according to your Sraddha, and Sraddha depends on this. If you are a Sattvic, your all expressions will be Sattvic. If you are Rajasic, all your activities will be Rajasic, or it is Tamasic. Sraddha mayom ayam purusa. So you are what is your belief, leaning, propensity, faith, tendency. So a man can be determined by his Sraddha. Truly speaking, by his action you can determine what type of person is he. That is what is coming from his Vasana. And these Vasanas are very important. They are the foundation of your all actions. In Taittiriya Upanishad it is said, Sraddha is the head of Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha, that means the intellect. The head of this Vijnanamaya Kosha is this. That means we all are acting according to this Vasana, this tendency, this inclination, this likes and dislikes. We all act according to that. And what is Sraddha? Sraddha, it is said, Guru Vedanta Vakyesu Sraddha. Guru and Vedanta Vakyesu Sraddha. We have got Sraddha in many people, you know. We have got the Sraddha in the taxi driver or the bus driver, in the pilot. Yes, I boarded the flight from Chicago, he will land me in Delhi. That Sraddha we have got. Taxi driver, I don't know any, the area of Chicago, but I have boarded a taxi and given him the address. And he has fed his in GPS, now auntie is directing, and we will reach our destination. We have got Sraddha, faith, we will reach our destination. But we don't have Sraddha in Guru and Shastra. Shastra is saying, do this thing, this is the Sattvic road, you can reach the moksha. Pata nahi, pahunchenge ki nahi pahunchenge, we doubt. And Lord says, sansayatma vinasyati, khatam. Sansayatma, if you doubt, you will not walk that path, will you? Guru, pata nahi kaisa guru jayega. Do din ke baad paisa maangega. So no faith in guru, no faith in shastra. That is asraddha. Very good. So don't decide by seeing a person that he is doing the puja or japa, therefore he is sattvic. Or a person doing any ritual is sattvic. Meghnath did the yajna, but his intention was bad. So what would you call Meghnath? A sattvic person, or a rajasic or a tamasic person, if your intentions are bad? Similarly, we are doing lot of actions in the world, not for the happiness of others, but for my own happiness. And Lord is present in each and every being, not in person. In each and every being, Lord is present. Now tell me, are we all sattvic, entitled to moksha, or for my benefit, I am ready to tell lie, I am ready to cheat others? tell me how much, what is my karma? Is it sattvic? Will the Lord will be happy if I tell lie, if I cheat others? No. So will we get moksha? No way. No mukti. The Lord says, only by seeing, only puja, don't decide. What you have to decide, see what type of puja is doing. Is he doing a sattvic puja, or a rajasic puja, or a tamasic puja? There are also three types. That Lord will take up in the next sloka, we'll take it up.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Vivekji Naik should be here. Okay. He should be back and he'll lead you. There's a classroom downstairs. And then the third class is Upadesh Sara by Srinivasji and Mahavirji. And I think they are in this green room over here. So we will now break out into our various study groups. So whichever class you think you have signed up for or think you would like to be in, please go to those classrooms. Can you tell me which one is Vivekji's classroom? It's listed there. They're downstairs, outside in the kitchen area? I thought they were given a room outside in the kitchen. So if you go down to the lower level, outside of the kitchen, there's a carpeted area, and if you'll just go there, I'm sure Vivekji will be there shortly.